Track 20. 1.
Would you mind answering a few questions for a survey I'm doing?
Not at all.
How do you feel about the funding for university education? Do you think it should be free or should people have to pay?
Well, in the past, I used to believe that university education was a basic right and should be free, but...
But you don't now?
Well, it's hard to say. I definitely believe everyone should have access to free secondary schooling, but I'm not so sure about university. People sometimes don't value things when they're free.
Oh, I don't know about that.
2.
As a medical student, how do you feel about the idea of private healthcare?
I'm really against it. I think it's everybody's basic right to receive free medical treatment.
Yes, but look at the mess the National Health Service is in here. The hospitals are overcrowded. The young doctors are doing 16-hour shifts. It's exploitation.
Yes, but at least we have a health service.
Well, I think basic treatment should be available in public hospitals. But if people have the money, they should also be able to have private treatment.
Ah, but then you have a dual system. One for the rich and one for the poor.
3.
So, Joe, how are you going with your assignments on alternative energy sources since our discussion last week?
Well, one thing is certain. The nuclear debate is back. We've seen how much pollution oil and coal-fired power stations generate, and the consequences of global warming are now really clear. So we have to find an alternative.
But it doesn't have to be nuclear, surely. What about wind or solar energy?
And yes, we know about all that, but it isn't sustainable. It's not going to keep a city of 12 million people going through the winter, whereas nuclear energy could.
4.
Do you think it's a good policy to encourage young people to stay on at school after the age of 16?
I don't believe in forcing teenagers to stay on at school if they really aren't enjoying it.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. They're not really old enough to know what's good for them, are they?
Yes, but school can be very boring. I think a lot of kids are better off leaving school at 16 and learning a trade, you know, something like hairdressing or building or carpentry. There's a desperate shortage of these people, you know.
Maybe. But I really regret leaving school early, just because I wasn't encouraged to stay on.
5.
I've been looking at the pros and cons of public versus private funding for highways as part of my economics assignment. Private funding is really the way to go.
Well, it may get the roads and tunnels built, but then we, the motorists, have to pay a fortune to use the roads. I mean, look at the cost of the city tunnel here.
But that's okay. If you use the road, you should pay for it. They've been building toll roads like this for years in places like France and Italy and America.
Yes, I know, but I still think the state should fund this kind of thing.
Well, if you don't pay when you use it, you'll have to pay higher taxes. Either way, you're going to pay.
She's got a point, you know.
6.
Okay, Marion, how did you go with your newspaper survey? Are people still buying papers, or are they a thing of the past?
Well, our survey has basically shown that older people still buy papers, but that most young people don't.
Can you tell us a little more?
Yes. Well, 80% of the people under 25 that I interviewed said they didn't buy a paper, but read the news on the internet.
That's interesting. And what did you discover, Rosa?
Well, my group of over 25s nearly all bought a newspaper each day